Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachon. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 52, verses 7 to 10. Isaiah 52, 7 to 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices, together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. My theme for reflection is beautiful feet and the good news of peace. Beautiful feet and the good news of peace. Good day and a joyful new year to you all again. As we step into this fresh week, I wonder how many of us have already made and perhaps already broken our New Year's resolutions. Maybe you resolved to exercise more, only to be thwarted by the siren call of leftover short bread. Or perhaps, like many of us, you have sworn to be more organized, while quietly praying you can remember where you left your diary. Resolutions remind us of our longing for renewal and the hope of better days ahead. As we reflect on the words of Isaiah 52, 7 to 10, we encounter a vision of ultimate renewal, an announcement of peace, salvation, and the reign of God. This passage invites us to rejoice in the cosmic victory of God and our role as recipients and messengers of his good news. Isaiah's poetic proclamation bursts with energy. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Imagine the watchmen on Jerusalem's walls, scanning the horizon for any sign of the messenger. When they see the feet of the runner, they already know the news is good. Their shouts of joy ripple through the city and beyond. But why this focus on feet? It is not about the physical feet themselves, but what they signify: movement, urgency, and a mission to proclaim peace and salvation. The message is as dynamic as the messenger, carrying hope to a weary people in exile. This message transcends its historical context. While Isaiah speaks of Israel's return from Babylonian captivity, he points to something much greater, the reign of God breaking into history, a reign that shatters oppression, redeems the lost, and establishes cosmic peace. It is news not just for Israel, but for the whole world. Isaiah's vision stretches far beyond the walls of Jerusalem. The good news of God's victory is for all nations, all creation, and all people. God's reign is not merely the cessation of warfare, but the establishment of shalom, a profound peace that encompasses justice, restoration, and harmony. This cosmic victory reminds us that God's purposes are infinitely larger than our struggles. The broken walls of Jerusalem, the desolation of exile, and the suffering of human history are all swept into God's redemptive plan. Even the ruins are called to sing. I think it was philosopher Reinhold Niebuhr who captured this beautifully when he wrote, "Nothing worth doing is completed in our lifetime. Therefore, we must be saved by hope." The hope proclaimed by Isaiah is not a fleeting optimism, but a deep-rooted assurance that God's purposes will prevail. My dear friends, in our world marked by division, uncertainty, and struggle, Isaiah's vision of peace and salvation speaks directly to our deepest needs. Like the exiles in Babylon, we often feel scattered, weary, and longing for a better future. Yet Isaiah reminds us that the ultimate victory is not ours to achieve, but God's to give. Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, embodies this message of peace and salvation. As the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, Jesus leads us through the rugged terrain of life, bearing the good news of God's reign. As his followers, we are called not only to receive this good news, but to share it. Like the messenger on the mountains, we carry a message that can transform lives. Our feet, too, can be beautiful as we bring peace to our homes, workplaces, and communities. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you need to embrace the peace and salvation that God offers through Jesus Christ? Number two, how can you become a messenger of God's good news, bringing hope and peace to those around you? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beautiful message of peace and salvation proclaimed through your word and fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We thank you for this new year. Help us to embrace your reign in our lives. Let your peace transform our hearts, and may we carry your good news to a world in need. Make our feet beautiful as we walk in your ways, proclaiming your love and grace to all. And Father, we pray this day for all those who are not well, that you will reach out your tender hand and touch us and bring healing and wholeness to our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and King, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.